Hello? Hello?
Mr. President,
yeah.
You thought perhaps George Brown should call.
Yeah, I talked to George. He said he would call him. I got a lot of interesting information about it, too.
If he does, it might still be helpful if Weisel did.
I've called Weisel. He's traveling on his way home. And between his office and his home, they're going to have me call him as soon as he can. George is on this committee with him, says he knows him real well. Says he is a very slow, careful lawyer that gets awfully confused, that he never has understood how he happens to be running this operation, that he's afraid to talk to him because he frequently, when he says something, he hears him discussing it with somebody else, and he doesn't do it deliberately or maliciously, but that he doesn't get it all the time, so he's very slow, and what he gets, he misinterprets sometimes. He says they all got together. they agreed that they were going to raise prices on bars and on, I don't know what else, sheets and other things, whatever it was. That had some great consequence and important. He says he's on the board of Armco, and that they were going to raise prices, I believe he said, on bars. And that Bethlehem apparently wasn't in on it. And they all agreed that they would come down here and talk to Clark Clifford, and Clark Clifford would go see you and show you what they were going to do. And they were going to call it price adjustments. And so it wasn't anything in year as much as this, but it was a price adjustment, some up, some down. But that they were going to try to show you that they were losing a good deal of money and competition on these particular items and why they had to have the adjustment. He said they agreed to do it in 48 hours beforehand or sometime beforehand. Bethlehem jumped out of this fool announcement. Said it's blown them completely out of the water now. They don't know what the hell to do with their regular increases. So I asked him then to call Roger, tell him that he'd talked to Bev Murphy, the business counsel, told him to talk to Murphy first. They were of the opinion that we couldn't have the presidential prestige and the leader of the free enterprise system hit on the block every time some commodity wanted to raise prices. They wanted to raise prices on some commodity. And that we would sit down with Connor and McNamara and Fowler in a room, my home, in the evening, and talk about how they'd like to handle this. Albert Gore and Russell Long, Paul Douglas came up to see me Sunday. And they all think we ought to handle it by increased taxes. Walter Heller thinks it ought to be handled that way. Maybe it ought to be. That they could come and tell me how I wanted to handle it. And number two, that we would set up a committee and make you the head of it. Probably have fellows like Connor and Fowler on it that'd be very reasonable. And find some answers to the import situation that would probably mean more to them than the $5 million. That third, we'd sell them some stockpile things that they needed to help them and that would ease their price situation some. And fourth, that if none of these things worked, then for God's sakes to say that he wasn't going to raise prices, he was going to adjust prices, just as they had originally intended to do after talking to Clark and you, and that they were going to adjust the prices on structural, an average of $2.50 a ton. And that they were going to reduce prices on a sheet at average of $9 a ton or whatever it was. And that the revenue was, difference was inconsequential compared to the entire volume of sales. And it'd be probably less than 0.1%. But not to do that if he had any chance of getting the others. And finally, that if he needed to say to Blau that he could get the president. He was going to suggest to the president that he call the leaders in here day after tomorrow or a day or two after that, maybe Thursday, Friday. Any time, then couldn't do it tomorrow, but any time after tomorrow. And that to withhold action, for Roger to withhold action until after the meeting, that he wouldn't want to just try to jump ahead of the meeting. And so he said he would try all those things. I'm going to call Eddie and tell him the same thing. Eddie doesn't have any He knows Blough and serves on the board of Columbia University with him. But he doesn't know any more than that. George has a good many business dealings with him and says that he's worried about his stockholders and that he thinks that he never got them back where they ought to be, and he's cut their dividends and they're quarreling with him. I said, well, I'm getting wires from Bethlehem stockholders saying that they played hell. And they're wiring Martin and telling him he ought to rescind it immediately and send me copies of them. I said, even Scripps Howard's writing mean editorial, George. I can't go in there and get the midget off this fellow's knee when he gets up and goes testifying, and I can't protect the free enterprise system and all these folks if somebody doesn't help me. So he said that he would do that. I've got in a call for Eddie Weisel. I'm going to get him just the first moment that I can. But I guess he's got a transit strike, and he can't get home there. And I don't know what to do about that. Goldberg wants to go down and see Quill. He represented him, and Quill won't see him. And Quill's sick. I don't know whether we ought to do that on Lindsay right this moment or not, do you?
I don't know. What does Goldberg think he could do with Quill?
He thinks he could, Quill, do anything we told him to. He says Lindsay's been calling him all overseas wanting him to come do it. Of course, I saw Calvin Coolidge got to be president of the United States because he settled a Boston strike once. And I don't want Lindsay to get too much power up there. I think they've handled that New York thing miserably. Everybody's fighting.
My impression would be to keep Goldberg out of it.
That's what I told him today. I told him when he